at the book of Psalms this morning, chapter number 1. And we're going to read there in just a moment, but I'm going to share several things first before we get there, okay? But we will get there and to some other places as well. I want to preach to you this morning on this, maybe title this topic, I Want That Kind of Ending. I Want That Kind of Ending. Or maybe we could call it, I Want My Life to End Up Like That. I want my life to end up like that. Have you ever looked at another person whose life has maybe been troubled with sins or troubled with addictions or troubled with marriage problems or a broken home and thought, I sure hope my life doesn't end up like that? Maybe you've known some relative or some, you know, co-worker and they, you know, they tell you all their problems or you know some of their problems and they, I sure hope my life doesn't end up like that. Have you ever seen a homeless person living on the streets? I in Chicago, in many occasions, to be honest, saw something this week in Richmond Hill one day driving along. But well, I remember one time in Chicago, and I visited an area and tried to bring people from that area to come to church. And I saw, a lady, and she was very, very dirty, and clothes were very dirty, and she obviously was living as a homeless person. And she was, I saw her, you know, going into a dumpster and going into garbage cans and so on, just looking for food or looking for something of value. Have you ever seen maybe a homeless person, someone very dirty, very filthy? Maybe it's been a long time since they've had a bath. Maybe you've seen them begging for money or looking hungry. And maybe sometimes later, this happens too sometimes, you see that same person who's been somewhere begging for money and maybe going into some restaurant. I saw this in one time actually in Richmond Hill. I saw a person that was out in front of some stores and asking for money and different things. And I try to help when I have money. I don't believe in just being the harsh, hard person who will never help someone. I understand there's times maybe where it shouldn't be done, but I try to when I can. And I saw one person one time who was at different places here on Young Street and asking for money. And then I had, not long after, in that same day, I stopped at a Mexican restaurant to order some tacos to take home. And I saw him go in there and, you know, sit down, and he didn't order a meal, he ordered a beer. And sadly, that too is sometimes what's in people's life. There's an addiction, there's a grip. There's people drowning their problems in alcohol. Have you ever seen somebody like that and thought, boy, I sure hope my life doesn't end up like that? You know, we could think of many examples of people. Or we could look at people or situations and maybe think about people we've known or things we've seen, and we could say, I sure hope my life doesn't end up like that. Or I sure hope my home doesn't end up like that. But maybe you could also look at, and I know I can look at, people that I've known. I can look at the lives of some faithful Christian people, godly people. People who have had a good marriage and people who have had a good home and people who have trained up their children in the way of the Lord, and those children are now adults and they still love and honor and respect their parents. And they're now establishing their own life or their own family in the same way that they were brought up. And I think about them, I think, boy, I sure hope my life ends up like that. I want my life to end up like that. I sure hope my kids turn out like that. Or maybe we just say, you know, I want my life to end like that. That looks good. Maybe we have the good sense to look at somebody whose life is obviously or has obviously been blessed of God, and we think, I sure want my life to end like that. I hope my life ends like that. We hopefully see a young person who has given complete control of their heart and life to Christ, and someone that has maybe kept themselves pure morally, who maybe went off to a Christian Bible college and pursued after God's will for their life. And then God brought a godly young man, or God brought a godly young lady into that teenage, that, you know, young adult's life, and they end up getting married, and they serve the Lord together, and we maybe pray and even think, Lord, I sure hope my life has that kind of happy ending. Or Lord, I sure hope that my life ends up like that. You know, I know what kind of ending I want for my life. I don't want my life to end like those who become grumpy, mean old senior citizens. I remember seeing a t-shirt somewhere one time. It was probably down south in the States, you know, at one of these service centers that has all kinds of type of things for sale. And I saw some t-shirt that said, "Leave me alone. I'm just a grumpy, mean old senior citizen." Listen, I don't want to wear a shirt like that one day. I want my life to end up good. I want my life to end like those that are, they're blessed of God. I want the right kind of ending to my life. I want my kids and my grandkids to actually enjoy being around my home. I'd like them to enjoy being with me. I know what kind of ending I want for my life. I don't want my life story to end as a preacher who is compromised, or as a pastor who's changed his convictions, or who got sidetracked, or just changed his ministry to fit in with the world. I don't want my life to be one of those whose life was wrecked by sin, broken apart. You know, I want my life to be one of those faithful pastors who holds true to the Word of God and doesn't let go of it and doesn't change or doesn't compromise. I know what kind of ending I want for my life. I want my life to end up good. I don't want my life to end in such a state of spiritual decay where I'm just hanging on to some past moments of spirituality and closeness to God. I want, in the whatever years I got left in my life, I want to grow closer to God than I ever have been before. I want my walk with God to get better and sweeter than it's ever been. I want my nearness of God to be closer and closer in the rest of my life than it's ever been before. I know what kind of ending I want. I want the ending of a blessed man. Can I tell you something? There's always a difference in the ending of the life of a godly man compared to an ungodly man. There's always a difference in the ending of the life of a godly lady and an ungodly lady. There's a clear difference in the ending of the life story, if you will, of the person who has sought after God with all their heart and the one who has not. What kind of ending do you want? Look with me at Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. I want you first to see the end of a godly man, what it's like. The end of a godly person, what it's like. Look at the first three verses, Psalm chapter 1. Blessed, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Doesn't that sound like a good ending? Wouldn't that be a good ending for your life story? I want my life to end like that. Listen, the end of the godly man is very blessed. It's blessed of God. It's very happy. It's very happy. It's blessed. It's also very stable. Very stable. Verse 3 talked about being like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. That kind of tree is going to grow. It's going to go strong. It's going to grow very deep roots. It's going to be strong and stable. Listen, the person who lives that way is going to have a strong life, a stable life. The end of a godly man is very blessed. It's very happy. It's very stable. It's also very fruitful and prosperous, verse 3. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. It brings forth its fruit every year in the time of the harvest, in the time of the season. It produces fruit. It's fruitful. The Bible's saying a Christian will be like this. Compares it to being like a tree that's strong and planted and that bears fruit. It bringeth forth his fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Prosper. It goes on and on and on. Listen, the end of the godly man is very blessed, very happy, very stable, very fruitful, very prosperous. But you want to see the end of the ungodly man? Look at verses 4 to 6. It says, the ungodly are not so. Not so. But are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The end of the godly man is blessed, happy, stable, fruitful, and prosperous. But the end of the ungodly man is unstable, unhappy, and awful. 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 I couldn't think of a U word that was better, so it's awful. It's unhappy, unstable, and just awful. Awful. Listen, I know what kind of ending I want. As I was studying verses in Scripture that were relating to our church theme for this year, there was one passage of Scripture that was very interesting to me. Because we end up reading there the words of a man who looked at the life of another man and said, I hope my life ends up like that. I hope my life ends up like that. Go back to Numbers chapter 22. Back in the beginning of your Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Numbers 22. The man Balaam is certainly not thought of as a great prophet of God or a great man of God. In fact, we take issue with Balaam when we study the Scriptures. But in Numbers chapter 22 to 24, when Balaam is talking to Balak, there's an angel of the Lord that has an encounter with Balaam. And the angel of the Lord tells him to only speak to Balak what the Lord tells him to speak. And I want you to notice this down in Numbers 22, verse number 38. Numbers 22, verse 38. It says, And Balaam said unto Balak, Lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak. That shall I speak. And Balaam said, what the Lord has told me to speak, that's what I'm going to speak to you, Balak. That's what an angel of the Lord has told me to do, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm only going to speak what the Lord has told me to speak. Listen, Balaam takes Balaam to a high place to look out over the people of Israel. Maybe they're looking out, they're seeing their tent set up and so on, and Balaam is looking out over the people. And Balak actually, listen, brings Balaam up to that high place. The Bible says because he wants Balaam to curse Jacob. He wants this man that's supposed to be, you know, the man of God and so on to curse Jacob and to defy Israel. But notice these words. Go to chapter 23. Notice Balaam's response. Chapter 23, verses 8 and 9. Balaam says, How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Balaam here, listen, he's speaking for God and he says, there's nobody like Jacob. There's no other nation like Israel. There's no other nation or people that are so great as God's people. There's no other people that are so loved of God and so blessed of God and so cared for by God. Balaam looks at them and speaking only with God, says, look at them. They're blessed. God loves them. What a great people. What a great nation. And then I want you to notice the next verse. Notice these words, verse 10. He goes on and says, Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Notice this phrase. Let me. Now Balaam says, Eric, he says, Let me die the death of the righteous and let my last end be like his. Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. Balaam is literally saying this. I'd like to die like Jacob. I'd like my life to be so blessed when it comes to the end. When I die, when I come to the end of my life, I wish my life was as blessed as theirs is. I wish my life was as good as those, though the people of God, the nation of God, the people of Jacob, the people of Israel. Boy, I'd like to have such a blessed ending. I'd like to have such a good ending, such a blessed ending. I'd like the end of my life to be like Jacob's. Can I tell you something? There is no better life than the life lived for God. There is no better life than the life lived for God. The end of that man's life will be peace and blessing and reward. The end of that man's life will be blessed and happy and stable and fruitful and prosperous. Turn back with me to the book of Proverbs, if you would. The book of Proverbs. Proverbs 10, we'll be there in a moment. Just as you're turning there, please listen. We'll get there in a minute. The thought of the message is very simple this morning. I hope you will recognize and understand that the ending of some people's lives is far better than the ending of others. And I hope you'll decide, just like Balaam kind of said, you know, with a sense of desire and so on, I wish the end of my life could be like theirs. I wish that when I die, my life would be like the righteous. So blessed. So good. So awesome. People sometimes look at people in the world whose lives maybe seem so glamorous. Sometimes we maybe look at somebody in their life, you know, it seems so wonderful, and they think, I'd sure like to have that kind of life. Oh, I wish I had the life of that star, that personality, that famous person, that wealthy person. Oh, the life that they have. Oh, some person I've seen on some TV show, it looks like they've got such a great life. Oh, that talk show person, or that, their life looks so great. Really? Do you really want that? Have you considered that as carefully as you ought to? Have you considered the end for people with that kind of life that you maybe at times think that you want? Would you want the life of an alcoholic or a drunkard who ends up with liver cancer, or who struggles to relate to people, or who constantly has to deal with issues of anger or rage? Or who has little children and a wife who live in fear of what a drunken daddy might come home and do sometime? Does the end of that life really seem so great? You know, if you've ever seen a beer commercial on television, and I don't have a television, but I've seen one before when I was a child, okay? So I know. Do they ever make a beer commercial to be, you know, ugly people or slobs? Or do they ever use a commercial advertising, you know, Budweiser, and it's, you know, shows a drunk driving accident, or it shows some abusive home? No, it doesn't show those things. It shows beauty and good looks and sensuality and all kinds of things to try to make people think, this is a great life. Well, come on, whatever it is. That doesn't paint the whole story. There's more to it than that. Do you want the life of that adulterer or adulteress whose life ends up with shame and a broken marriage and a broken home? Somehow, maybe a person, can they get to watching something on TV or just knowing about somebody else at work and thinking, well, just some little fling or some little fun, that'll be nice and that'll be okay. That doesn't tell the end of the story. That doesn't tell the story of the end of a broken home because of what adultery has caused. It doesn't show a broken marriage. It doesn't show the divorce. It doesn't show the heartache that it'll bring to children. Hey, do you want to be famous like an Elvis Presley was, and be as popular with the girls as Elvis was, and in the end of your life die of a drug overdose, keeled over in a bathroom? Do you want the life of an athlete, rich and famous? It always ends good, right? Always, of course, you know, they're famous, they're on television, they get to play sports, they get to play a game, they make a whole lot of money. Oh, sounds good. Do you want your life to end like those rich and famous athletes who squandered all their money away with gambling addictions? There's plenty of examples of that. Do you want your life to end like those that addictions and gambling and drugs and alcohol destroyed their life? How'd you like your life to end like that of a NHL hockey player, a first round draft pick, a big time goal scorer? Oh, a great hockey player in his day, but who now walks the streets of Timmins and lives as a homeless man. And sometimes he stays at a cardboard box out behind the Walmart. And sometimes he just stays in the woods out off the highway up there. You know, the end of that life doesn't seem very good. When a party life, when drinking, when drugs, when alcohol and so on have taken its toll on a person's life. Listen, there is pleasure in sin for a season. The Bible tells us that. But sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Listen to me. A life of sin will have such a hard, hard ending. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 13, if you would. Proverbs chapter 13. And we're going to look there at verse number 13. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse number 13. The Bible says, whoso destroyeth the word shall be destroyed. Sorry, I'm in the right place, sorry. Whoso destroyeth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be what? Rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. It's hard. The way of sin, it may be pleasurable for a little while, but it has a hard ending. A hard ending. Listen, the life of the righteous and the life of the godly has such a far, far better ending. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 7. Proverbs 10 and verse 7, it says, the memory of the just is what? Blessed. But the name of the wicked shall rot. Which ending sounds better to you? How about the life of the righteous, the life of the blessed man? Look at Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11 and verses 5 and 6. The Bible says there, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. Look at Proverbs chapter 11, go down to verse 18. It says there, the wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. His own death. Look at verse number 31. Verse 31. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Turn over to chapter 12 and look at verse 2. Proverbs 12, 2. A good man obtaineth what? A good man obtaineth what? Favor of the Lord. Favor of the Lord. But a man of wicked devices will he condemn. Look at verse number 7. Proverbs 12, 7. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall what? Shall stand, Chloe. The house of the righteous shall stand. Do you want a life that's overthrown? Do you want the life of the wicked? Do you want the life of the ungodly? It doesn't have a good ending. The life of the righteous ends in a sure reward and the blessing of God upon it. Which kind of ending do you want? Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 11. Proverbs 14 and verse 11. The Bible says there, the house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 29. Proverbs 15, 29. He that is... wrong chapter for me. Proverbs 15, 29. It says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayers of the righteous. Which kind of ending do you want? Do you want the life where God doesn't hear your prayers or God does hear your prayers? Listen, one ending is far better than the other. What kind of ending do you want? What kind of ending do you want? You know what? I'd like to die like Jacob died. His name having been changed to Israel. A man who was blessed of God. I'd like my life to end like that, with generations following after me that will follow the Lord and that will be mightily blessed of God. I want that kind of ending to my story. What kind of ending do you want? Look back at Psalms chapter 112. The book of Psalms. Psalm chapter 112. Psalm chapter 112. I know what kind of ending I want. I know what kind of ending I want. Psalm chapter 112, and let's just read the first 7 verses together. The ending here of a blessed man sounds good. Listen to it. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. A wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. He shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Listen, that's what I want. It's that happy, blessed life that I want. That stable life that I want. That life that the Lord will reward. That's the kind of ending I want. Listen, what kind of man would you rather be like? How do you want your life to end? What ending do you want for your life story? Look at Psalm chapter 128. Psalm chapter 128 and the first 4 verses. Psalm chapter 128, verses 1 to 4. Psalm 128, verses 1 to 4. It says, Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and that walketh in his ways, For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as the fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like all plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Hey, I want to be like those that fear the Lord. I want a blessed life. I want a blessed life. It's the happy home that I want. It's the good family that I want. The blessing of the Lord that I want. I know what kind of ending I want. I want the ending of a blessed man. When you look at the life of others, I hope that you will have great wisdom and discernment. When you tend to think, and we tend to look at times and think, you know, I want that kind of ending, or I want my life to end up like that, or boy, that sure looks good to me. I want that. I'd like my life to be like that or end like that. Listen, please be very careful when you decide to copy or emulate the life of another person. Please seek the wisdom of God when your heart longs to be like someone. Consider what the end of that kind of life will really be like. What will it be like? I want my life to end like those who are mightily blessed of God. I want my life to be used of God. I want my life to be stable. Stable. Unchanging. Strong. I want a happy home. I want a peaceful life. I want a home where there's peace and love. I want a close walk with God. I want to be old and still have a joyful spirit and a cheerful spirit. I want God answering my prayers. I want my children and grandchildren to have a heart for God and want to live for Christ. I want that kind of ending. I know what kind of ending I want. I know what kind of ending I want. I want my life to be like that of a Pastor Larry Brown from Marion Avenue Baptist Church in Iowa, who has faithfully preached the Word of God for many, many decades, pastored the same church for many, many years, up until he was a senior citizen, and his wife passed away, and so on. And at some point, there's a after that, he eventually sort of retired from the pastorate, but he still is preaching. Oh, I'd like my life to end like that. A man who faithfully preached the word of God and stayed the same for decade after decade after decade. Never compromised, never changed. He's had the power of God on his life and been used of God. His life has been stable. His marriage was good. His home was good. All of his children have grown up to love him and to honor their father and their mother. His children are all serving the Lord. They're all in church today. They're all spread around the world in different places doing the work of Christ. Listen, he's lived a life fruitful and prosperous and stable and happy and blessed. That's the kind of ending I want. That's the kind of ending I want. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Doesn't that sound like a good ending? Doesn't that sound like the kind of life, the end of the story that you would like to have? I know that's what I want. The ending of the life of a godly person or a righteous person, those who will love God and live for God, is so much better, as we talked before, than the world's. I want that kind of ending. Stability, fruitful, prosperous, blessed, happy, good, awesome, not awful, not unstable, not unhappy. Doesn't awesome sound better than awful? Isn't awesome better than awful? It's better, right, Timothy? Awesome's better than awful. Choose awesome. Choose awesome. I want that kind of ending. When you're looking, be careful who you look at and say, I want my life to end like that. I want that. Be careful. I'd rather be like Balaam, who, even though he was sure an imperfect man in scriptures, there was some sense there in this time where he has the recognition that he looks at life of Jacob and Israel and so on. And I'd like to die like the righteous. I wish my life was so blessed. When it comes to the end of my life, I wish I had that. I wish my life would end like that. Well, it can. It can end like that. Based on the choices you make day by day and how you want to live, who you want to live for, who you want to be like. I know what kind of ending I want.